This call is now being recorded.
All right. That way I can listen to you and I don't have to worry about writing down really fast.
Okay.
So go back to about the part where you said the 126 didn't do a good job of defining what a service is.
Right. So we don't know, you know, it hasn't been determined how broad the service term is and what it includes. Does it include restaurants? Does it include only certain restaurants that, fast food versus sit down? Does it include hotels? Does it include Airbnb, which could be treated differently? Does it include construction? Because, the TPT on construction is based on 65% of the cost to build the home. And, one thought was, well, the cost of building a home is 65% materials, 35% labor. But that's never been established. We don't know that necessarily. And as labor costs go up, maybe a larger percentage of the cost of home is labor. And if materials, get less expensive, so there are those issues. It could. Some cities have analyzed it where it could affect 20 to more than 30% of TPT collections. So, and again, it directly affects Prop 443 because Prop 443 took effect January 1st, 2018, and then this 120 Prop 126 reached back and said it applies to taxes that were not in effect as of December 31, 2017. And then it's also one of the issues is, the voters approved it in fall or August of 2017. The council codified it in October 2017, but it didn't take effect. It wasn't being charged until January 1, 2018. So there's a lot of sort of legal issues in this as to what is, how much does 126 affect 443? And in the future going forward, when our street sales tax sunsets, which is, I want to say 2030, maybe, I forget off the top of my head, but there's a sunset provision. If the voters were to reapprove a street sales tax, or the voters were to approve, let's say, an open space or some other new sales tax, the revenue from those new taxes are going to be less than what they are now, up to, in by some analyses, a third. So you look at our 443, analysis and it sunsets in 10 years, but if it sunsets sooner if it gets below, I think, a million or a million and a half in unfunded liability. But if you cut out up to a third of the tax revenue, you probably won't get to where it was all planned to get in that 10-year period. And so the city could still have a pretty significant unfunded PSPRS liability as a result of 126.
So one of the things is that you don't anticipate that 443 would go away entirely. But if 126 were upheld and found by the courts or analysis, whatever, that it had to be adhered to as far as 443 goes, it would reduce the amount of revenue that would come in.
Yeah. And by the way, it also applies to fees for services. So 126 is you can't adopt new fees for services if they weren't in effect on December 31, 2017. And there's another question. How does that the legislative legal counsel from the state legislature is opining that the bill that is set to regulate sober homes at the state level, that the fee that DHS is going to charge sober homes for that regulation, which was intended to cover the cost of the regulation, is a fee for service. So that's a new fee that may under 126 be illegal or not collectible. So how does DHS then fund its regulatory function if they can't charge fees to the sober homes that it regulates? So that's an issue. Another thing is a fee, you know, when we charge someone for a building permit, it's supposed to, you know, cost recovery, cover the cost of staff time to review the building plans. You know, is construction a fee or is construction a service? And if construction is a service, we can never raise our building permit fees to cover the cost of, cost of staff time and the issuance of the permit. So, you know, our building permit fees now stuck in 2017 when if wages go up or costs go up and it costs more to review a building permit, you know, the taxpayers are going to have to subsidize the builders who come in to pull the building permit or other things, you know, could you ever raise, for instance, the business license fee? So there's a lot of issues. Hey, I got another call coming in. Do you have, can I call you back?
I'm
sure. Do you have everything
thanks.
You need?
Well, I think that'll probably do. And I was just going to ask about park fees and stuff, but it sounds like the whole thing's a mess.
That's why we're looking at joining the other cities in retaining that law firm and exploring the legal issues and perhaps litigating.
So you
to clear up the mess, to clear up the confusion.
That there is a likelihood, not a definite, but a likelihood that this will end up going to court.
Yeah, there's a likelihood.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
Bye.
Not a problem.